Oh yeah, y'all know what this is. Speaking Facts with Angelo Ames. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Money in the Bank in Raw from last night. I would like to touch off with Money in the Bank first and foremost. Braun Strowman is a Raw Men's Money in the Bank winner. Excuse me, Monster in the Bank winner. I wasn't expecting Braun Strowman to win no damn Money in the Bank. I was looking for The Miz. I'm looking for Kevin Owens. Hey, maybe Finn Balor. But Braun Strowman, he climbed up there and grabbed the briefcase. So kudos to him. Alexa Bliss is the women's Money in the Bank ladder match winner for the year 2008. And you see what she did. Ronda Rousey was about to check in on her first championship win in WWE against Nia Jax. And Alexa Bliss came in there and she kind of killed all that noise. It was funny how she did that. It was real funny. I ain't gonna lie. It was funny how she did that. And I'm actually glad she did it because I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan. But hey, listen, she's not ready. Because the way Nia Jax did her in that damn match. I mean, she Nia Jax, what, 6'3", 275, what, 5 pounds? Ronda Rousey, 5-something, 135. Y'all seen the tell of the tape last night on the damn thing. Come on. Come on. Roman Reigns defeated Jinder Mahal. We all kind of knew he was going to win that. Jinder Mahal kind of ain't been doing too much since he left SmackDown Live. He hasn't done much on Raw yet. So we'll see how that goes. AJ Styles was the last man standing as far as him and Shinsuke Nakamura is concerned. I'm glad because that whole rivalry was getting on my damn nerves with all the low blows and the cheap shots and the corny microphone talks and all of that. That shit was getting on my nerves. It's time for AJ Styles to move on to somebody else. I don't know. Anybody else, but Shinsuke Nakamura needed to just go into the back of the line. I'm saying call it a day. And that's that. That's that. Yeah. And Carmella beat Asuka. Yeah. Because that ugly-ass James Ellsworth dude or whoever. But Asuka's just a regular name now. It's not all about, oh, she's undefeated. Ain't nobody ready for Asuka. Nah, she, ever since WrestleMania, ever since Charlotte, Asuka's just a regular name. Now that she's, you know, when she come out to me, when she came out on Raw, whatever, I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's Asuka. Oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, doesn't matter. And I'm gonna touch a little bit on Raw, how Raw went. I didn't see all of Raw, but I seen on some footage that Miss Bantamweight herself, Ronda Rousey, was suspended for 30 days, 60 days. Because it says that she attacked Kurt Angle, some referees and some officials. I ain't going to lie, I agree with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon said about Ronda Rousey. She need to understand that this isn't UFC, all right? You can't go around smacking and slapping everybody and think you're going to get away with it. Sweetheart, you're not Brock Lesnar, okay? You're not going to get special treatment from Vince McMahon himself because you came from the UFC too. No, only Brock got that treatment. And still is getting the damn treatment. He's the only champion I've known in WWE history that is champion and don't come to work. That's why that promo that Roman Reigns cut a number of months ago, or weeks ago, whatever, that he said about Brock Lesnar is true. How can you have a universal champion that don't show up to Raw? You don't even show the title off. You nor Paul Heyman. What type of shit is that? What type of stuff is that? Come on, get it together. I couldn't be no WWE story writer or whatever, because we'll be switching champions like every damn week. We'll be switching champions like I switch my drawers. 1 minute, Roman Reigns will be champion. Next minute, Braun Strowman have the belt. 1 minute, AJ Styles will champion. I'll mess around and give the damn WWE championship to Miz or somebody. Somebody I know that will at least come to work and defend their championship. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all understand. I know y'all understand. All us real wrestling diehard fans understand exactly what it is I'm saying. You cannot be champion and do not defend the fucking title. Excuse my language, but you do not defend the title. Look at Seth Rollins. Even though Dolph Ziggler won the Intercontinental Championship on Raw, I don't know why. But look at what Seth Rollins did ever since he defeated The Miz for the title. Seth Rollins defended that title each night on Raw, damn near, overseas. Come on. Excuse me, I'm cooking on the grill. Sorry for the noise in the background. But come on, you know, Seth Rollins, you know, he's truly the architect. And I don't know. But we'll see what happens tonight on SmackDown Live. I don't know. We'll see who, you know, who Daniel Bryan is going to fight next. Because he whooped Big Cass's ass twice. He made him tapped out twice. Backlash in that Money in the Bank. Come on, Big Cass, you 7 foot tall piece of shit. Come on, you 7 feet tall and you losing to Daniel Bryan. If that was the Big Show, Big Show would have balled his big ass hand up and knocked him the whole hell out. Period. You 7 feet tall and you're from New Jersey or New York or whatever, and you getting beat by a dude from Aberdeen, Washington. Come on, Daniel Bryan's not even all of 6 feet. He's not even 6 foot at all. Excuse me. Daniel Bryan's like 5, what, 10, 9? I don't know. You're all of 7 feet, 200, 300, damn it, some pounds. God, you are 7 foot disgrace. Even the great Khali is a better giant than you are. God, you cannot be a giant and you lose two pay-per-views back-to-back by submission. Not 1, 2, 3. So you tapped out. You need to go to the back of the line. Matter of fact, no. Big Cass needs to go. He needs to go back to NXT, regroup, recollect. What Seth Rollins say? Rebuild, redesign, reclaim, some stuff like that, and try it again. Because you don't have it. You don't have it. Enzo Amore was a better champion and a better wrestler than he was. And Enzo Amore is not even on WWE programming anymore. And so you see how that ended up for him, punk ass. But yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for at least for right now. Y'all got any questions, concerns you want to add to without everything I just said? Hey, feel free to drop me a line, comment, whatever. For next time, this is Angelo Ames, and you've been listening to Speaking Facts with Angelo Ames.